play-by-play coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Hinchliffe Pearson West in Galesburg and Abington. Here for you and your family in your time of need. By Ford of Galesburg on West Main Street, where your purchase is backed by our promise. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Kehoe Eye Care. They care for people, not just eyes. By Yem Auto Group on North Henderson in Galesburg. Home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Say yes to Yem. By Courtright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next project. By Solvera Health in Galesburg. Bringing hospitality to healthcare. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. And by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. And now, Silver Streaks Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Thanks for being with us for Galesburg High School Boys Basketball from Taylorville. Game 4 of the tournament for the Silver Streaks Boys Basketball team facing Rochester this morning. Silver Streaks 4-11, the Rockets 6-6. Brad Benowitz alongside Jason Wessels, and we're about a minute and a half away from starting lineups. So Jason, what are the three things you're looking for the Silver Streaks here today?
I think first off this morning, don't be satisfied with last night's win. Build on it. Keep the momentum going. Let's get a winning streak going. Secondly, defend the three-point line. This team likes to fire away from the three-point line. They've shot 62 threes in these first three games here at Taylorville. So we defend the three-point line. We should be in pretty good shape. And lastly, play with the same intensity and energy as the second half last night.
Yeah.
There's about 25 people in the stands this morning so far.
Did you count?
Yeah, well, I did a little bit of a head count. I think a few more are starting to trickle in here. You know, Rochester's kind of close. But, you know, we're going to have to create a little bit of extra energy. The stands aren't packed like they were last night. So Streaks are going to have to create some of their own energy, like Coach Thompson said.
I was trying to remember back when you were playing, if in the tournaments that we would have had, if you guys would have ever run into one of these 8 o'clock, 9 a.m. games, anything like that.
I do not recall it.
I can recall an 8 a.m. game at Horton Fieldhouse over at the State Farm Hockey Classic, and I think that was before you were playing on the varsity.
Yeah, I think that was before our time. Maybe our junior year, we might have played an early game, I feel like against like a Chicago Sullivan type team.
Yeah.
But other than that, no, this is an early start. You know, your body clock's not –
right.
There's a lot of things to take into consideration with the morning game.
And on that note, the Streaks are banged up a little bit. I was talking with Coach Thompson before we did our interview because, I mean, you know, I just pick his brain a little bit. We always have conversation, obviously, before we actually do the formal interview. And he said guys are hurting after that game last night. And again, you've already played three games in 2 days, and then you got to roll around and play less than 12 hours later.
Yes.
And just physically, they're just having a hard time getting moving this morning, just in terms of, you know, getting back and basically crawling right into bed and having to hop back out and get moving again in the morning.
And you know, with cell phones and kids being 16, 17 years old, you know they didn't go directly to bed.
Probably not.
Probably stayed up a little late.
Maybe checking some sports highlights and things that they would have missed.
Their Instagram accounts or Twitter accounts and such. So
communicating with family and friends who might be reaching out and saying, hey, congratulations on the win last night and those kinds of things. So, Jace Keith, we haven't really talked about it, but he rolled an ankle in practice a while ago. And, you know, when you got an ankle injury and you're in the middle of basketball season, that's not going to heal.
No.
You're just going to have to
play through it.
And so, I mean, he's one of the kids who's hurting this morning just in terms of just not having enough time for that ankle to rest a little bit and turning around and playing. Coach said Gino Williams' hips were kind of locked up. We saw him hit the deck a number of times on dribble drives to the basket. And Rochester, keep in mind, they got to play at 9 a.m. too, but the difference there is they had a little bit more rest. The way the brackets shook out, The tournament was organized so that the two games in each bracket were back-to-back. So Rochester is coming out of the earlier games, the 4 o'clock, the 5:30 games from last night. So they had a little bit more rest, and they got to sleep in their own beds last night, too, if that makes any difference.
Yeah, that's a factor, too.
Darius Chrisman, 6'1 senior. Adam Staley, 6'3 senior. Cannon Bruce, a 6-foot junior. Henry Beaker, a 5'10 junior. And Luca Marchioro, a 6-foot senior. The starters for Rochester. Silver Streaks win the tip. Chrisman, by the way, is the number one player we were talking about with Coach Thompson, who really concerns him.
Yeah.
Trying to solve this Rochester zone, getting started. Ian's going to shoot a long three, and it's off the front of the rim. Oh, rebound, deflected back
nice.
To Gino on the left blocks, puts it up and in.
That a baby Gino.
That was just a matter of nobody controlling the rebound and Gino being in the right spot to find the deflection and just turn and bank it up and in.
Good start for the Streaks. They come out in gray uniforms with the gold trim, Nike logo on the right shoulder. Sharp-looking uniform.
And we hear the Streaks bench making some noise over there, trying to get the defense riled up. Dribble drive to the left side. That's Chrisman, but he can't finish it off. And Gino comes up with a very quick second rebound of the game. Has it now at the top of the arc. Fires it to the inside. Jace drives right side.
Nice.
Shot off the backboard, but he draws a foul. And I like the Streaks finding an opening inside that Rochester 2-3 zone. And there's a situation where coming off of last night's game may be a little bit of help, because when you're playing a lot of zone against Taylorville and you come right out and face a zone,
another zone.
From the
yeah.
next opponent.
And the Streaks did a good job executing against that 2-3 zone on that play. Got to get in the gaps against the 2-3 zone. Get the ball moving. Pump fake. Get guys up in the air.
First free throw off the mark by Jace Keith. Foul on Luca Marchioro, 6-foot senior. Jace eyes a second one, and
nice.
It's good. 3-0 Galesburg here in the early going.
Good start for the Streaks.
Rochester here opened the tournament with a 70-58 win over Rantoul, then lost to Eisenhower 51-37, Eisenhower out of Decatur, that is, and Sterling 70-59. The three teams that are from the other side of the bracket, Sterling went 3-0. The other three teams all went 1-2. We'll talk about how the tiebreaker was figured out to determine who got to advance to the championship side of the bracket. That's an interesting configuration that they had to work through. Down to Luca Marchioro on the right low blocks, and he puts it up and in. Now, Rochester extends, coming off the basket, sets up a 1-2-2 trap that the Streaks are able to break into the front court.
Back into the 2-3.
Left side, Ian fires it into the lane, right through the hands of Carter. Loose
nice,
ball
Jace.
Saved by Jace, out to Easton for three. And he got a hand in his face. And couldn't hit the shot. Cannon Bruce on the weak side for the rebound. Streaks still got a good look at it despite the near turnover. Not quite 2 minutes in. 3-2 Galesburg. Rochester ball here. Rockets looking for their first lead of the game. Staley's going to fire a long three, and it's off the mark. And underneath, Gino Williams. Three rebounds already. Drives underneath.
Oh, nice pass, Gino.
And in to Easton as Gino has really started to figure out how to penetrate and dish to an open guy, and he found Easton beautifully in the left low blocks.
Yeah, Gino come out to play here early.
Beaker across midcourt.
Good
now
sign.
Left side to Marchioro. Tries a little crossover down to the left side, and good move down to the low blocks. Got it up and in for his second basket over Carter's outstretched hand.
Yeah, Carter did a good job of not fouling there. He was a little bit out of position. Got his hands up.
Streaks break the press. Up top, Gino weaves his way through the lane. Dishes out to Ian. Forces it up from about 15 feet. Loose ball rebound. Knocked away from him as he tried to pick it up off the deck. Beaker with the rebound for Rochester. Driving to the other end. Takes it all the way as Adam Staley in from the left side. And Rochester with its first lead at 6-5.
Yeah, you'd like to see Streaks get on the floor there on that loose ball.
Now they extend the press a little bit. Streaks get it to half court, just short of half court. And Rochester sags back into the zone in the half court. 3 minutes gone. Rochester with its first lead at 6-5. Bounce pass, down low. Jace trying to post up. Knocked away. Saves it over to Easton. Lobs it in. Deflected right back to him. Baseline shot way too strong. Weak side rebound, Cannon Bruce.
This is not a very good possession.
Trying to add to the lead here. Chrisman into the lane. Kicks it out left side over to Staley. Drives in and got it around the outstretched hand of Easton going up for the block. And Rochester leads 8-5. Rockets finding some penetration. Not settling for the threes as they've shot a lot of those for the first three games. Going more for the dribble drives. Here's Jace in from the right side, poked away by Staley from the backside. Out of bounds. Streaks will inbound it right of their own basket.
Yeah, Streaks need to not be in such a hurry. We've rushed a couple shots here the last couple possessions. Take our time against the zone. Get in gaps.
4:18 to go, first quarter. 8-5 is the Rochester lead. They've scored six in a row. Streak trying to snap this little mini run here in the early going.
Oh, nice find.
Feed on the inside to Easton. Got pushed from the backside. Good look from Gino, actually left of the basket, and then fired it into Easton, cutting in down the left side of the lane and got pushed from behind. First foul on Darius Chrisman, and Easton will go to the line shooting two.
Yeah, Easton pretty aggressive here in the early going.
58% on the season from the line. First one up and in and out. Streaks 1-for-3 from the line in the early going. Gino has a basket. Steck has a bucket. Keith has a free throw for the Streak's 5 points here with 4:17 to go in the first quarter. Steck gets the second one. Streak's down two. Rochester ball. And Galesburg will pick up at half court with Gino guarding Chrisman on the dribble. To the right side over to Bruce. Skip pass back to Chrisman. Trying to get around Gino. Good lower body defense by Gino. It doesn't allow him around him. Now he'll pick up Staley. Backing it up to the volleyball line with a left-hand dribble. Crosses over to the right. Trying to fight through a screen. Stops at the free throw line. Kicks out to the right side. Beaker. Beaker is the point guard that Chad Thompson was talking about being concerned about. He had a lane violation.
Ran out.
3 seconds?
I think he ran out of bounds on the baseline. Second time we've seen that this year. You can't just use the out of bounds as a breakaway point to get open.
First turnover by the Rockets. Halfway through the first quarter. Streaks down two with the ball, trying to regain the lead here or at least tie it up. Gino up the middle. High pass over to Easton, saves it from going out of bounds. Now back to Carter at the free throw line. Puts the ball on the floor. Dribble drive up with the right hand. Off the mark. Steck flying in. Got a hand on the rebound but couldn't control. Out of bounds back to Rochester. First shot of the game for Carter. Hasn't been too involved in the offense here in the early going. So Streaks, I don't know, maybe a little more concerted effort to at least get him a touch.
Yeah, Carter needs to touch the basketball. You know, if not every time down the court, every other time.
3.5 minutes to go, quarter number one, 8-6. Rochester with a two-point lead and the ball. It'll be Staley. Little spin move in the lane, puts it up and in with a right hand over Easton, and that's six in the game for Adam Staley. And a four-point Rochester lead. Pressure in the backcourt on Gino. They go left in front of the Galesburg bench to Ian. Now up the middle to Carter. Dribbles a couple of times, picks it up, needs help. Yeah, finds Gino left of the top of the arc. Williams drives, dishes nice right to Carter, cutting down the lane, but he can't hit the shot. Rebound tipped out through Gino's hands. Still a scramble for it. Gino got it, got popped in the face, knocked off balance trying to dribble, falls down, turns it over. Unfortunate break for the Silver Streaks, as there was a lot of contact there, and now Rochester nearly turning over on the opposite end, saves it from going out of bounds. A kick into the left corner, wide open. Chrisman, scramble drill, got an open shot, missed it, rebound, and it's Dominique who finally controls for the Silver Streaks.
Good rebound by Ian there.
What kind of ragtag play you would expect at a 9 a.m. game?
Yes, sir.
Bounce pass, Ian drives, floats it up with the right hand, teardrop won't go down, and Carter with a rebound. Put back up and in his first basket of the
game.
That'll
be Carter Clary.
10-8, Galesburg within two. 2:10 to go here in this opening quarter. Streaks trail by two. Beaker brings it across midcourt, trying to work around a screen, went back door, but the back door wasn't there. And Ian picked it off on the bounce pass. Carter faked the three, drives to Easton in from the left side for the layup. Steck ties the game at 10. He's got half of the Silver Streaks points here with a minute 50 to go opening quarter.
Good start for Easton.
Boy, I love the extra pass by Carter, too. He was just inside the free throw line. He could have shot it, but he saw Easton cutting in on the left baseline. Chrisman working around a screen. Hands off to Marchioro. No substitutions for either team here through the first 6.5 minutes.
Good, Easton.
In the lane, Staley couldn't get the shot he wanted. The kick out. Now right side Chrisman with it, with Gino guarding him. Down to 9 on the shot clock. Minute 20 to go in the first quarter clock. Now down to 4. Working his way left. Beaker backing it up. He doesn't know where the shot clock. He does not get it off. And
good defense,
lack of
Streaks.
Awareness. Yep, Silver Streaks denied everything Rochester wanted to do. And overly patient at the back end of the shot clock, and they turn it over. I think that's the first shot clock violation we've seen,
first,
isn't it?
Yeah, I believe it is.
We saw Taylorville wind it down a couple of times. We saw Dunlap wind it down late in the game at the end of the fourth quarter. They were able to get off a shot as a heave and hit the rim, and it kept it alive. And unfortunately, that offensive rebound that Dunlap got ended up getting him to the free throw line.
Yeah.
Here, a true shot clock violation. So the Streaks trying to regain the lead, tied at 10 here. Aiden Almaguer into the game.
JCS
up top.
Two.
Left side, three by Dominique, missed it. And the rebound controlled by Staley inside of two Silver Streaks defenders. Bounce pass in transition and the extra pass right back to the trailing Danny Dyer into the game for his first basket. Rochester regains the lead at 12-10. Ian, skip pass left side over to Gino. He's going to launch the three. That's off the back iron. Rebound, Almaguer puts it up, fires
nice
it through
pass,
the lane
Aiden.
To Sibbing up and in.
A squared with a great pass. Good start for the freshman, too.
Boy, I was blocked by the official. I did not see you. Jackson cutting in from the right side. So when Aiden fired that through there, I thought, where is he going with that?
Oh,
and now we've got an illegal screen away from the ball as a turnover to Rochester will be a foul also. Four turnovers on the Rockets. And the first foul of the game on Dyer, who just checked in. Now we're seeing both teams go to the bench a little bit more. Clary was out with Almaguer in, and now Clary gives Steck a breather. Sibbing and Almaguer stay on the floor as Keith is getting a breather as well. Ian and Gino have not come out for the streaks here as Galesburg can hold for the final shot here. Final 15 seconds, tied at 12. Bounce pass, nearly turned over. Aiden saves it. Now out to Sibbing on the left wing, and a hand check foul called against Rochester. Got a little too close. Is that on Chrisman? If it is, that's his second. No, they call it on Cam Houston instead. His first. Four team fouls on Rochester. None of the streaks with 10 seconds to go in the first quarter. Tied at 12. Backcourt pass on the inbound to Ian. Dominique works his way to the top of the arc, down to five. Down to three. He's going to fire the long three. Airballs it. Carter saves it from going out of bounds, but he can't get off a putback, and that's the end of the first quarter. Tied at 12 after one. Opening game of the final day at the Taylorville Holiday Tournament on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Go get them, Silver Streaks. This is Jeff Klink from Galesburg Nissan. Reminding everyone, Galesburg Nissan has the area's largest and nicest rental car fleet. An awesome detail shop, Galesburg Car Care, and we are driven to create customers for life. A free lifetime warranty with no gimmicks. Every fifth oil change is free for life. And a free loaner car for life. Galesburg Nissan, Galesburg Nissan Car Rental, Galesburg Car Care, and Galesburg Nissan Pre-Owned Auto Center all say, let's go streaks.
Have a position you need filled yesterday?
We can put it in our jobs page at galesburg.info and drive thousands of listeners right to you. Not only will you get great exposure, but it's a much more streamlined approach to getting local applicants. Galesburg.info, keyword jobs.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Templeton Roofing, Galesburg and the surrounding area's oldest and most trusted name in residential and commercial roofing for over 90 years. Find them at TempletonRoofing.com. And by the UPS Store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg. Proud to bring you GHS basketball on WGIL.
It sounds good on AM, but sounds even better on FM. 93.7 FM, 1400 AM, WGIL.
Rochester ball to begin the second quarter, tied at 12 with the Galesburg boys basketball team from Taylorville. Brad Benowitz, Jason Wessels with you. Thanks for being with us for Silver Streaks boys basketball. Next to last game of the tournament for the Streaks, they'll play again at 4 o'clock this afternoon. On the left side into the game, Jackson Miller, a sophomore. Little stutter step, passes it away to Dyer on the baseline. Now to the right side as Miller comes out for it. Goes around a screen, pulls up high post, shot rolls off. Clary with a rebound for the Silver Streaks. He's got three boards here in the early going. Gino leads the Streaks with four rebounds. Has it now, Gino does. Drives, dishes, Almaguer, runs into traffic. Rochester reaches in, strips it away. Only the second turnover of the game for the Silver Streaks. Chrisman into the front court for Rochester. Right side, Cam Houston to the corner. Cut off by Sibbing, pulls it back out. Chrisman looking over the Streaks' defense. Galesburg sticking with a man-to-man here in the early going. Tries to work around a screen. Chrisman does on the give-and-go down on the right side of the lane, but the miss by Dyer. And it's Almaguer who comes out with a rebound, fires it left side. Sibbing passes up the three, goes around his man, shoots from the baseline, missed it. Gino tips the rebound, but Dyer controls for Rochester. Into the front court, Cam Houston to the right side. Miller passes it back out to Houston. Neither team has scored through the first minute 20 of the second quarter. Sibbing fights through a screen, sticks with Houston, passes into the corner, nice, into a double team. Ian reaches in, steals it away, and then Rochester fouls him after the fifth Rochester turnover. So here's a couple of things. Even though we're tied at 12 coming out of the first quarter, here's a couple of things I see that I really like so far, Jason. One turnover for the Streaks, and no team fouls.
No team fouls. And, well, Aiden just committed the second turnover down there, but, yeah.
Right, but one turnover in the first quarter,
Yeah, one turnover each quarter so far. Streaks taking care of the basketball. It's a good thing to see.
Five team fouls on Rochester. Jace Keith back into the game, and it gets called for palming the ball. We saw that a lot by the Taylorville point guard last night, and it wasn't called one time. Here it does get called. So that's the Streaks' third turnover. Minute 40 to go, gone here in the second quarter, tied at 12. Henry Beaker on the dribble back into the game for Rochester, drives in, and there is the first team foul on the Streaks as Beaker took it right at Ian. had him in front, was defending him step for step, but they call it Dominique for the foul anyway. Stack back in, Clary out. Personnel management by the Silver Streaks and the substitution rotation, especially coming off a game less than 12 hours ago. Dribble drive right side up and in by Marchioro. That's his third basket, and all in very same fashion down in the low blocks. Rochester back on top by two, 14-12.
Yeah, Rochester making a concerted effort to get to the rim. Not seen, I think they've shot 1-3 so far.
Dominique on the right into the corner. Stack now right side of the lane. Gino tries to find an opening, skips it out. Jace had an open three, passed it up. Now drives, kicks it out. Steck will shoot it from the right elbow. Off the mark. Rebound knocked out of bounds by Sibbing. And back to Rochester.
A little bit of a rush shot there. Streaks did a good job of penetrating, kicking. We'd like to see another pass or two.
Yeah, so I have Rochester with 2 3-point attempts in the first quarter. None so far in the second. Meanwhile, I got the Streaks 0-6 from 3-point range.
Yeah.
And Rochester was a team we were, just from scouting standpoint, watching him play and looking at the statistics, we knew they would launch it a lot more. But like you said, making a very concerted effort to get it on the inside. Now here's the kick out, but the drop by Staley. So he dribbles instead to the left side, missed it, and he gets knocked to the deck. And that's going to be the second foul called on Dominique.
Yeah, Ian probably going to have to come out of the game here.
And that's not what Chad Thompson wanted, because Ian's the first guy he talked about in the pregame interview when he said, we're looking for energy guys who got to come out and play in this environment, try to get the team going. And now Ian picks up his second foul 2 minutes 39 seconds into the second quarter, and those are the only two team fouls on the Streaks.
C squared over to the scores table to check in.
Staley hits it off the front iron on the first free throw. So Clary in, Dominique out. 5:21 to go first half. 14-12 is the Rochester lead. Silver Streaks had the lead last at 5-4. We've been tied a couple of times since then, but Rochester has not fallen behind. And the second free throw up and in by Staley, who's got 7 in the game. 15-12 is the Rockets' lead. Williams will bring it across midcourt for the Silver Streaks. Stack on the left side in the left corner, Keith. Entry pass to Carter in the lane. Puts the ball on the floor, trying to back his way in. Flips it up with the left hand, missed it. Got his own rebound on the up and
nice
under
Carter.
Between two defenders. Scores and got fouled.
He's C-squared, just working hard in the paint.
He can tie it up on the and one. Second basket of the game for Clary. Second foul on Luca Marchioro, who's the second leading scorer for the Rockets. He's got 6. Staley with 7. 13 of their 14 points. Sorry, 13 of their 15 points. Clary ties the game with a free throw.
Nice stroke by Carter.
To go along with 4 rebounds, he and Williams lead the Streaks in that category here in the early going. 3 minutes gone here in the second quarter. Tied at 15. It'll be Beaker brings it across midcourt. Hasn't done as much of the point guard duties as the Streaks had scouted.
Good kick by C-Square.
Yep, there's a bounce pass. Tried to feed it through the lane off of Carter's foot. Back into the game, Ty Duncan at 6'3". Marchioro will sit down, having picked up his second foul. 6 team fouls overall on Rochester with just under 5 minutes to play in the half. On the inbound, Beaker will pull the trigger left of his own basket. Looking. Now he's going to throw it out high. Chasing it down into the backcourt is Houston. And he got a step on Jackson Croc Sibbing. So Rochester now brings it back across midcourt in the hands of Houston. Taking it right at Sibbing to the left side, but he missed the shot. And the rebound, Jace Keith. Silver Streaks trying to look for their first lead back since being up 5-4 in the quarter. But it's batted away from Gino. Pulled the ball up. Didn't see the defender behind him. Rochester with a run out at the other end. Secondary break and a basket for Beaker. And we've seen that happen to the Silver Streaks so many times. Give up a transition opportunity coming off a turnover.
Yeah, definitely got to get back on defense, especially when you turn it over.
Down 17-15 again.
Got to sprint back.
Steck with it on the left elbow. Picks up his dribble, needs help. Skips it back up top to Gino. Now entry pass to Clary at the free throw line. Skips it right side. Sibbing from the wing. Shot is off the mark. Rebound Houston. Rochester trying to add to the lead here. And here's another way the Streaks got to get back. Coming off a miss. Rochester immediately attacks to the baseline. Staley trying the up and under. Good frontal defense by Gino. And Rochester has to back it back out. 20 on the shot clock. Left side, no room to move on the baseline, so they kick it out to Staley, who shoots the three from the wing. It's off the mark. Scramble for the rebound on the weak side. Steck controls for Galesburg, and then he double dribbled. Ball came out of his hands as he tried to control it, and then he started the dribble. Easton didn't agree with it, but
yeah, Chad
I see why
either.
The official. I understand why the official called it.
Oh, Chad's close to getting a technical.
So turnover gives it back to Rochester under their own basket with 3:40 to go in the half. The kick out, wide open three from the wing by Bruce. Missed it. Long rebound pops over to Beaker, and they'll pull it back out. Bruce is one of the players I think the Streaks don't mind if he shoots it. It's right. Staley, Chrisman. Those are the guys they really want to watch out for. And now a foul out high on the floor will be against Sibbing, his first. For Galesburg, the third team foul with 3:26 to go.
Chad bringing Ian back in early.
Not a bad foul, I think, there with 3:26 to go. Streaks have, you know, a few to give with clock starting to wind down a bit here in the second quarter, under 3.5 to play. So if you get a mismatch or something, go ahead and foul, stop the clock. Don't give up an easy basket. Trailing by two here, 17-15. Bounce pass on the right side. Bruce working against Keith. Swings the ball around. Now bounce pass down to the low blocks. That's Duncan back into the game. Gets his own rebound on the miss. Deflected back out to him, and he went right at Carter. And they're going to say he got Carter down low, so he stuck the elbow out there. Actually, the official indicating a punch sign. I don't think it was quite a punch. But Duncan picks up the foul, the charge, and the sixth turnover by Rochester. Galesburg with the ball down two, under 3 minutes to go first half. Ian back into the game, floats one up with a teardrop, or was he passing it? Yeah, Easton cutting in from the right side, but they're going to call a foul on Rochester. Ian's going to get free throws either way. So I don't know if they're going to call it a shooting foul. Second foul of the game on Darius Chrisman.
Yeah, I think he was shooting.
I think he was shooting two.
Yeah, should be two free throws. Yep, ref put up two fingers.
First one by Dominique up and in, his first point of the game.
That a baby, Ian. Knocked down the free throws.
Streaks down 1-17-16. Here's Jack Melton, 5'11 junior, into the game for the first time. And Chrisman, the leading scorer for Rochester in this tournament, scored in double figures in every game, goes to the bench with two fouls, 2:55 to go for the half. Ian misses the second one, in and out. Rebound, Melton controls for Rochester. Quick pass down low. Staley comes out under the basket, curls around, goes right back at it, and a late whistle after the shot misses. And Staley will go to the line shooting two, and they're going to call that one on. They call it on Keith? Yes, they did.
Yep.
First of the game on Jace. Four team fouls on the Streaks, all here in the second quarter. 2:44 to play, 18 fouls on Rochester. Staley to the line, 7 points in the game, 6 points in the first quarter, 1-for-2 from the free throw line in the second quarter, and the first free throw catches a lot of rim but drops through.
Yeah, I'm surprised about Rochester just attacking the rim. I feel like they have a scouting report of attacking the rim, just playing completely opposite of what they did the first three games.
Well, again, we talk about how energy is so important in a 9 a.m. game in a tournament as Staley hits both free throws, and maybe that's part of the coaching strategy for Tony Gavin. We're not just going to stand outside and shoot threes at 9 o'clock in the morning. We're going to get our energy going by attacking the basket. And Clary's played through some foul trouble as he turns it over with a pass through the lane. And maybe that's part of the thinking, too. Bad pass up the middle, picked off by Steck at midcourt. Now Gino fakes down the lane, got bumped, loses the handle on it, turns it right back over. Here's the dribble drive, opposite end by Beaker down the left side of the lane, misses the runner. Rebound fought for. Clary controls, rips it away. Double team now controls it for Galesburg. Down three, here's an entry pass down low, knocked away. Tried to get it to Steck. And back comes Rochester to the left side to Melton. Pulls it back up top. 2 minutes to go in the half. 19-16 Rochester. Quick three. And not much ball movement there as Aiden Almaguer pulls down the rebound.
Baby A squared.
Not sure that's what Tony Gavin wanted for Rochester on that possession. Streaks will take it, though. Down three with 1:40 to go in the half. Steck and Williams out high. Easton with it in front of us on the right elbow. Skips it left side over to Gino. Bounce pass into the corner to Almaguer. Entry pass to Clary. Skips it right side. Ian was open. Fakes the three. Right side. Gives it right back to Carter on the high-low. Carter dribbles into a double team. A lot of contact. No foul. Duncan comes up with a rebound for Rochester. On the left side. Open three. Staley. He can hit him, but he misses that one. And Clary, Almaguer both there. Clary does control. Get a little bit nervous when two guys uncontested and from the same team on the opposite side. Both go for the rebound. Here's a quick three and a hit by Dominique.
Baby, Ian.
His
going.
First basket of the game ties the game at 19 with a minute to go in the half.
Nice find by Gino there to find Ian on the left wing. Knocks down the jumper. Ties the game up.
Points a little harder to come by here in the second quarter. But we're tied at 19. This is Beaker out high with it. Dribbling right to left.
Help side, Gino.
Entry pass down low. Oh, we're going to get a push from behind as Ian had a defensive mismatch with Ty Duncan at 6'3 posting up. And they're going to say Ian got him in the back as they tried the entry pass to him as Rochester tried to take advantage of the size advantage. And Ian gets called for a push in the back for his third foul. 39 seconds to go for the half. So Sibbing back in. Final 39 seconds of the half. That resets the shot clock. So 4 seconds differential as Rochester will inbound right of its own basket. Bounce pass through the lane to Staley. And a foul on the Streaks' Easton Steck from behind. That'll be 16 fouls.
Streaks got to do a better job of recognizing. You know, Ian definitely had a mismatch there. Gino could have switched real quick, and they could have switched guys, and Gino could have took the big fella, but didn't recognize it, and Ian picks up his third.
The give and go to Staley on the right side. Goes right at Easton. Dribbles into a double team, but they got out of it as Sibbing was trying to reach in and take it away. 3 seconds differential between the game clock and the shot clock as we wind down to 26 seconds to go. Tied at 19, Rochester's going to try to wind this one down and get off a decent shot and leave the Streaks little time to do much with the ball. See if they can execute. Beaker to the left side, pulls it back out with 13 to go, guarded by Gino.
5 seconds. 5 seconds.
A little between the legs with the dribble, works around a screen to the right side, got the switch, the kick out into the left corner. Three by Bruce off the wing, missed it. Rebound tipped out. Steck will fire it.
Get in there. He
made it! And he hit it!
Jumanji!
The rebound to Easton Steck.
Incredible.
All he could do was turn to the basket almost from the top of the arc on Rochester's side of the field. He heaves it, and it's swished for the most part, and the Streaks take a 3-point lead into the half.
Incredible shot by Easton. Three-quarter court. You can't make this up.
Well, that's our lead candidate for Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time play of the game at this
Incredible.
Point.
Incredible.
Give me the Streaks. A 75-foot three-pointer to take the lead at the half, 22-19. We'll take a break, come back, take a look at the first half statistics, talk things over with the coaching staff, run through the individual scoring as well. 22-19 Gelsberg at the break on WGIL and WGIL.com.
If it's time to sell your SUV or minivan, Yem wants to buy it. This is Sarah Yem. As this area's exclusive Kelley Blue Book Buying Center, it's never been easier to get cash for your car or credit for your trade. Go to yemauto.com to get your Kelley Blue Book instant cash offer. Then come into Yem and get paid. Right now, we're looking for good used vans and SUVs. So if you're thinking of selling your minivan or third row SUV, visit yemauto.com to get your offer today.
GHS Boys Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. And by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems Incorporated on East Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg. Proud to bring you the Silver Streaks on WGIL.
Here at Dave's, we get compliments on how clean we are in every department and how we always have the latest technology. But you know what? Our strongest resource is that you feel at home with familiar faces like the ones on our Wall of Fame. You see, our people stay with us. So if the faces and names look familiar to you every time you come, it's because they enjoy working with us and you.
Dave's Auto Body.
Great work, great people.
You better call Dave's.
Standing at the end of the driveway, surveying the cracks, you imagine how much nicer your house would look with a new concrete driveway. For any and all jobs involving concrete, consult the experts at Courtright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next concrete project.
Updated COVID vaccines are here, just in time for the season that brings us all closer. Just in time for added protection against the original COVID virus and Omicron. Just in time for crowded stores and great big family dinners. Updated COVID protection is here. And if you haven't had a vaccine since September, it's time to give yourself the gift of updated protection. Find updated COVID vaccines at vaccines.gov. We can do this. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Testosterone levels are at an all-time low. Individual T levels decline 1% every year. Chalk, C-H-O-Q, is the new champion of natural testosterone boosters. Chalk's main ingredient is clinically studied to naturally boost testosterone 20% in 90 days. Supercharge your masculinity and boost your daily energy with Chalk's Male Vitality Stack. For a limited time, our listeners will get 30% off at CHOQ.com with promo code USA. CHOQ.com, code USA.
WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball continues with the Ford of Galesburg Halftime Report. Ford of Galesburg on West Main Street, where your purchase is backed by our promise. Silver Streaks Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Thanks for waking up and joining us here from Taylorville for an early morning game. And if you're just joining us, the Silver Streaks take their first lead of the game since being up 5-4 early on just your average everyday defensive rebound at the end of the half, turn around, fire it from 75 feet, and throw it in. Three-point basket.
Incredible.
So Easton Steck puts the Streaks on top. In fact, Jason and I were joking. Streaks shot fewer three-pointers in the second quarter than they did in the first, and they made more of them. And that last one is the difference in the game right now, 22-19 Silver Streaks. Turnovers, unfortunately, went up.
Yep.
And denied us some shot opportunities
I mean, we take care of the ball that quarter like we did in the first, but, you know, it could be a 10-15-point game right now. I mean, we turned the ball over, what did we turn it over? Seven times in the second quarter after only just turning it over one time in the first. Rochester, meanwhile, they have seven turnovers themselves, so pretty even in the turnover battle, 8-7.
Rebounding a little closer that second quarter than I thought it might be, but the Streaks do have a 17-11 edge on the boards, which they should, given their size advantage over Rochester. Let's take a look at the rest of the statistics here at halftime, brought to you by Yem Auto Group on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. For Rochester, 7 out of 19 from the field, only 2 for 11 in that second quarter, but they got off only 8 shots in the first quarter, 0 for 7 from three-point range, though, and 3-for-4 from the free throw line. Silver Streaks, kind of the reverse there too. Fewer shots the second quarter because of the turnovers. 8 out of 23 for the half, 2 out of 9 from 3-point range, 4 out of 7 from the free throw line. And again, Streaks out rebounding Rochester 17-11. We'll take a break, come back, look at the individual scoring, talk with the coaching staff with Galesburg up 22-19 over Rochester at the break. First game of the final day from the Taylorville Holiday Tournament on WGIL and WGIL.com.
I see trucks. Let me count them. One F-150, two F-150, three, four, five F-150s. Ah, ah, ah. This is the count, Dan Kuna, and we got great incentives here at Ford of Galesburg. 2.9 for 60 months or 3.9 for 72 months on new F-150s now through January 3rd. Come take a test drive. We'll do our best to put you behind the wheel of exactly what you want. You can count on that.
With approved credit, see Ford of Galesburg for details.
One time I went over to the cities, and oh, there was that once over to Peoria.
If you never see the same eye doctor, how would they know if you had a serious or worsening condition with no recorded history?
Huh, fair point.
At Kehoe Eye Care, they can get you in for a one-time appointment, but what they're really interested in is getting to know you and your vision. They want to build a relationship with you to take care of your eyes today and for many years to come. No one takes your vision more seriously than the docs at Kehoe, so make an appointment today.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
WGIL, connecting you to Galesburg.
Hi, I'm Molly Prescott from WGIL. If you love bingo, then mark your calendar, because the Galesburg VFW has bingo every Saturday at 1001 Michigan Avenue. The doors open at 10:30 a.m. and bingo starts at 12:45. It's a great opportunity to socialize and have fun. Learn more about this and other area events at WGIL.com.
These community announcements are being brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL. Wear it for your chance to win cash on the spot. Get your free WGIL button at Big Cats Barbecue in Knoxville. There's a full list of button locations at WGIL.com.
Halftime at Taylorville, 22-19 is the Galesburg lead over the Rochester Rockets. Our halftime coaches interview brought to you by Yem Auto Group on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Jason?
Jason Austin here with Coach Eric Thompson. Coach, what was the message at halftime to the team? You came out a little flat just because of the early morning game. Seemed like the energy picked up as the game went on.
I think we can out-athlete these guys. I do. I think we're quicker and faster and stronger at a lot of positions on the floor. I think we can kill them in the short corner. Their zone, they kind of really try to spread it out. almost kind of like a little bit of a matchup zone. I think we get the ball, you know, inside opposite that short corner or opposite side three is going to be wide open. I think Carter had a little bit of a slow start. I have no doubt that he's going to get going the second half, really have his way in the high post.
All right, I'd be remiss if I didn't talk about Easton's shot there at the end of the half. What did you think of that?
Just like we drew it up.
Just like we drew it up. Wise words from Coach Thompson. Coach, we'll see you later this afternoon at 4.
Appreciate Coach Eric Thompson joining us here at the half. As always, let's run through the rest of the individual scoring from the first half. Adam Staley led Rochester with 9. He had 6 points early on, and then the streaks kind of locked down on him a little bit. He did get off 3 3-point shot attempts in the second quarter, but didn't make any of them, so that stalled his scoring. Luca Marchioro on the inside for Rochester, 6, so 15 of their 19 points from those two players. Danny Dyer and Henry Beaker each with 2. I think defensively the story for the Silver Streaks here is that Darius Christman has not scored in this first half. He did get into a little bit of foul trouble late there and had to sit for about the final 2.5 minutes of the first half. But he's gotten off only 2 shots coming in, having scored in double figures all 3 games of the tournament, the only player on Rochester's team to do that so
right,
far.
Yeah, no, that's big for the Streaks. You know, that he's definitely their guy that makes them go, and to hold him scoreless is a good feat, and it's something we can build on, and hopefully we keep it that way the rest of the game.
Easton Steck leads the Silver Streaks with 8, Carter Clary 5, Ian Dominique with 4, Gino Williams 2, Jace Keith 1, off the bench Jackson Crock-Sibbing has 2, representing the rest of the scoring for the Silver Streaks. Aiden Almaguer has played but has not scored. Want to remind you, Galesburg High School girls basketball comes your way tonight. Streaks playing for the championship of the Mattoon Holiday Tournament. Galesburg will battle Muhammad Seymour, 7:10 for the pregame if things are running on time tonight. Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson on the call there, 7:30 the scheduled tip. Good luck to Streaks, Silver Streaks girls basketball team, not only looking for the championship, but looking to go 17-3 here in the early going of the season.
The girls have been just incredible this you know, the first half of the season. They, you know, Coach Massey does a great job year in, year out. Hopefully, like you said, we come home with the title tonight.
Thanks to Galesburg Nissan for providing our transportation to Taylorville all this week and throughout the season. This week, Jason and I traveling in a 2022 Nissan Murano, part of the rental car fleet. We remind you, for all of your rental car needs, check them out at Galesburg Nissan, where they typically have 20 vehicles available, if not more, to meet whatever your rental car needs might be. Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg, home of the lifetime warranty. You can also visit online at galesburgcars.com.
Yeah, it's just a beautiful vehicle, partner. I'm in all of it. I'm still in all of the heated steering wheel. I love it.
You're not surrendering those keys back now,
no,
are you?
Yeah, I think I'm going to drive back home.
They're kind of a football game mentality here. Streaks get the final possession, and fortunate as it may be to get the final score and then to have the ball to start off the third quarter. Entry pass to Clary, backing his way in down low, and a quick hand check foul called. That's as tight as anything we've seen called in this whole tournament.
That's touchy there.
But it goes the Streaks' way with a foul on Rochester. 3rd of the game on Luca Marchioro. So you know what? I think go right back to him.
Yeah.
Try to get another one. Lob on the inbound out high to Keith. Passes the left side over to Dominique.
Got to execute here.
He'll dribble it back out top. Streaks start the second half with a 3-point lead thanks to that 75-foot heave that found the bottom of the net by
nice
Easton.
Pass,
go
Gino.
Right back into Carter, and he can't finish the little runner. Rebounded Bruce. They outlet quickly. Streaks get back defensively. Oh, they lost Christman, left him wide open, and he hits a 3 from the left elbow. That ties the game. We just talked about him, and the Streaks completely lost track of it.
Yeah, just can't lose that kid. Got to know where he's at all times.
Tied at 22, opening minute of the second half. And a foul away from the ball. Who are they going to get? Christman and Clary were locked up right side of the lane. The officials are going to talk it over. Chrisman's confused. He thinks, oh, they're going to go both ways.
Jump ball.
So, fouls on both sides. One to Chrisman is his 3rd. One on Clary is his 1st. And the alternating possession should send it back to Rochester. And they're going to talk this over at the scoring table now, too.
And, you know, it's not a good thing that it ended the possession, but we did pick up the 3rd foul on their best player. I think we'll take that trade off.
Chrisman's unhappy with it. His body language out there to his teammate, he's indicating that
it's a jump ball.
He's indicating that Carter, he felt like, kind of got a elbow into his side and cleared him out. Chrisman got tied up with him with the arms. And there's some perplexed looks on the coaching staffs on both benches.
Yeah, I mean, a double foul is a jump ball. But the Streaks are keeping possession, and I think we'll take this. Wow.
Okay. Gino will inbound left of the basket. He finds Carter right away. Defended by Marchiero, and then Rochester turns it right over on the interception by Dominique. Jace goes right side, bounces into the corner. Gino open look, lofts in a three with a high rainbow arch that found the bottom of the net.
Got a baby G-dub.
25-22, Streaks back on top. First basket for Gino since the first quarter. He's got five in the game.
Let's get a stop.
First minute gone here in the third quarter. Yeah, a little run would be nice, wouldn't it? Try to build some comfort here. Staley, entry pass, knocked loose by Williams. Picked up by Marchiero, though, the kick out. The fake by Beaker. Drives in from the left side, banked it in. Got a little runner of his own down the left side of the lane. 25-24, Galesburg's lead is one.
Yeah, Gino just a step slow of drawing that charge there. He had to get out of the way. A step quicker, and it would have been probably nine straight games for Gino with the charge.
Williams has it now in front of his own bench on the right side of the court. Oh, entry pass high to Easton and knocked away. 10 Galesburg turnover. Back comes Rochester looking to regain the lead. Staley in the lane, active to the basket. Came up short. Rebound batted around. Clary controls for the Silver Streaks. Quickly the other direction goes Gino. Throws it back out high to Clary. Clary looks over the defense. Ball right side of the arc. Gets it over to Gino. Front of the Galesburg bench. Motions as if he's going to shoot a couple of times, but Rochester wasn't biting on that 25 feet away from the basket. Now he'll shoot it right side of the top of the arc off the front of the rim, though. Staley the rebound for Rochester. Gino couldn't go back-to-back. Staley takes it all the way, and a blocking foul. Gino trying to draw the charge. It's going to be an and one as Staley was able to finger roll it in with a deflection off the glass. And Rochester back on top, 26-25. First foul of the game on Williams for the Silver Streaks. The 5:39 to go here in the third quarter.
Yeah, Gino just didn't get it there in time to kind of slid under him.
Staley has shot all of Rochester's free throw attempts in this game, 3 out of 4. Now 3 out of 5. And we got a push under the basket on Carter Clary.
Oh, wow.
Battling Marchiero for position. And that's going to give Rochester the ball back.
Oh, wow.
So I don't know if there was some conversation going on from the Rochester coaching staff to keep a closer eye on Carter, where they whistled him twice now in the first 2.5 minutes of the second half, just fighting for position. On the inbound, curling around Beaker, scoops it up and in. He got around Gino fighting through the lane, and he just got a step on him enough to finger roll it off the glass for a three-point Rochester lead. Entry pass, Easton is open left side. He got fouled.
Baby Easton.
And that's the fourth foul of the game on Luca Marchiero. Yep, and that could be big for the Silver Streaks. He is their main inside presence. He's not big at 6 foot. He's got some length to him, but he's been their primary interior guy. And Tony Gavin has a sub at the bench waiting. I'm assuming he's coming out with those four fouls. And a good find for the Silver Streaks to find Easton there on the left low blocks. Hits the first free throw.
Yeah, nice confident stroke from Easton that time.
Back into the game, Ty Duncan at 6'3", so they gain a little bit in height. And he's got some strength to his body, too, a little bit more. Yes. Marchiero's a little lankier. Steck misses the second free throw, but Jace Keith in the lane comes up with the offensive rebound.
That a baby Jace.
To the right side, Jace drives, jump stop, the kick out. Gino passes up the three, drives, floats one up with the right hand off the back iron, and a push on the rebound is going to be the third of the game on Clary. He's picked up all of these in the second half. All three fouls in the second half.
Hey, these refs are just calling it really tight here in the second half. This is like, almost like a different call game than the first half.
So four team fouls on the Streaks, three on Rochester. We haven't played even 3 minutes yet in this second half. Yeah, also almost seems to be some intentionality in terms of the things that they're looking for. And Beaker with Carter out of the game, attacks the basket to the right side, banks it up and in. Yeah, he had two in the first half, six already here in the third quarter.
They continue to make a concerted effort to attack the rim.
Right side in the corner, Ian. Now Jace with it on the right side, little back and forth game going out on the perimeter. Keith is going to drive, stops at the top of the arc though, keeps it on the outside. Here's the entry pass into Almaguer. Hand off to Gino, but interior passing, tough to do in that kind of traffic, and they turn it over. The outlet pass. The kick out. On the left side, dribble drive by Staley. Now to the right side, Beaker goes right at Geno. And they do call a charge. Beaker got the head down low. That's his first foul. Nine Rochester turnovers, and the charge streak is alive for Geno.
That's nine straight games. Incredible. Out of baby Geno.
4:20 to go here in the third quarter. Galesburg facing its biggest deficit of the game. Down just four, though, 30-26. This game has been tight the whole way. Jace drives into the low blocks, cut
nice
off
pass,
there. Finds
Jace.
Geno cutting to the lane for the layup.
Beautiful pass.
Good assist for Jace Keith. Streaks down two now, 30-28. Second basket of the quarter, third of the game for Williams, who has seven.
Let's get a stop.
Beaker's become more active with Chrisman on the bench, the leading scorer for Rochester. Has it now on the left wing. Beaker drives, found an opening, throws it up toward the basket. Cutting away from it, but missed it. Keith with the rebound for the streaks. Galesburg trying to tie it up here. Geno drives down the left side of the lane. Got his back turned to the basket. Missed it. Steck with a rebound. And a reach-in poke away by Staley will be a foul on the reach-in. And the first of the game on Staley. And now five team fouls on Rochester.
Nice job by Easton on the weak side to grab that offensive rebound. He just used his athleticism and elevated over everybody and grabbed it.
Again, Geno spotting the opening in the lane and attacking it quickly. Steck got fouled on the offensive rebound. They get it to Easton, who gets fouled on the way up.
Geno,
he forces the ball up from his hip, banked it in, and got the foul. Easton cutting down the right side of the lane, got bumped going to the basket, and he just kind of had to scoop it up like an old-fashioned free throw back in the early days of basketball on the underhand. He was able to bank it up and in and goes to the line for the end one to try to put the streaks back on top.
Great job by Easton.
And he missed the free throw. Staley jumps in for the rebound, his third of the game. Tied at 30, 3.5 minutes to go, third quarter. Lots of threes on the board right now. On the left side, Ty Duncan. Up top it goes to Cam Houston, dribbling left. Ian sticks up with it, and then got to the left side of the lane, and Ian turned around and reached in and grabbed him. That's his fourth foul. So four on Dominique, three on Clary. And Keith got a very brief breather on the bench. He's immediately going to have to come back into the game with that sore ankle and everything. So five team fouls on the streak, six on Rochester. Now the official blows the whistle, talking to Almaguer and Duncan. So he saw something as those two were posting up, trying to get into position for the inbound. Doesn't call a foul either way, but he talks to both players, so he's going to be watching that closely. On the inbound, it goes out to Duncan. Pulling Almaguer out to defend him. Duncan sets a screen. Beaker can't get off a shot, though. Now entry pass right back to Duncan. Almaguer trying to hold his position. And Duncan, with just one little head and shoulder fake, gets just enough room to put it up and in from the left side. 32-30 Rochester. Poked away from behind. Geno didn't keep track of his defender. The outlet to Beaker, who forced that turnover and then got the layup at the other end.
Got to take care of the basketball.
Very quickly, Rochester back up four at 34-30. Court awareness. Rochester by four, streaks with the ball. Keith out high on the dribble, into a double team, backs it away to Geno. Williams looking over the defense, picks up his dribble out high. Now on the right side, Keith starts a dribble drive through the lane, tries to feed it into the corner, turned over again. 13 of the game for the streaks. The run out at the other end. Houston can't finish the runner, but he got fouled by a trailing streaks coming in from the left side, knocking it out of his hands. Team foul is even at six now with 2:25 to go in the third quarter.
Wow.
And the first foul of the game on Almaguer.
Just a different call game than it was in the first half. They're calling fouls left and right. Both teams are going to be shooting the rest of the way.
And five turnovers on the streaks here in the third quarter. So after just one in the first quarter, it's come back to be very much a factor in this game. First free throw well off the mark by Houston. Kind of a funny rotation coming off his hands on that free throw.
Carter back in the game. Carter's going to have to play solid defense and not foul. We're going to need him the rest of the way.
So, again, three fouls on Clary just in this half alone. Dominique on the bench with four fouls for the game. He picked up three in the second quarter. Second free throw also off the mark. Clary with the rebound. All right, foul him every time. Based on that free throw shooting technique, foul him every time. Jackson Kroc-Sibbing drives in, floats one up with the right hand, missed it. Rebound out to Houston. Outlets quickly to Beaker. Drives in from the right side, and he down the middle of the lane. He was able to use his body to fend off Geno. Beaker with 10 in the quarter. And again, Rochester pulling away a bit with their leading scorer, Darius Chrisman, on the bench with three fouls and only 3 points, and the Streaks call a full timeout.
Yeah, Beaker has asserted himself here in the second half, and he's basically taken over the game.
1:59 to play, third quarter. Streaks down 6, 36-30 to Rochester on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Templeton Roofing, Galesburg and the surrounding area's oldest and most trusted name in residential and commercial roofing for over 90 years. Find them at templetonroofing.com. And by the UPS Store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg. Proud to bring you GHS basketball on WGIL.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Get it, wear it, and win cash when you're spotted. Pick up your gray WGIL button at City Select Motors on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. There's a full list of button locations at WGIL.com.
1:59 to play here in the third quarter. Rochester has opened up its biggest lead on the Silver Streaks, 36-30. They have outscored Galesburg 17-8 here in this third quarter, thanks largely to the very active offense by Henry Beaker. 10 points, 5 of 6 shooting here in the third quarter. Silver Streaks coming out of a full timeout. Keith will lead the point now as he dribbles to the right side. Houston with a silly foul comes out, bumps him on the wing. And as tightly as the officials are calling everything, that is not a wise foul. It's going to put the Streaks at the free throw line now for the rest of the game with 1:53 to play in the third quarter. And, of course, the Streaks also in some foul trouble with 16 fouls, so may see a lot of free throws here the rest of the way. Keith to the line, 1 for 2 on the game, back in the first quarter, and that one rattles around and drops through.
Good job, Jace. Way to knock down the free throws. We've got to make our free throws in this game. We're going to have a lot of opportunities at the charity stripe.
I have Keith. I don't have a shot in the game for Jace.
No, he hasn't shot it.
But 3 free throws, knocking down 2 for his only points. Galesburg down 5, now 4 as he makes them both.
There you go, Jace.
Well, percentage-wise, Rochester's been the better free throw shooting team, at least from what we've seen down here. So if it does come down to a free throw shooting game, the statistics say it would favor them. The Streaks have to do everything they can to take care of the ball, get off good shots, and not let it come down to that. There's a dribble drive left side. We're going to have a foul away from the ball. Did they call travel?
Yeah,
all right. I was looking for the travel called, but either way, 10 turnovers on Rochester. Just 3 here in the second half compared to 5 for the Silver Streaks.
Gino kind of pulled the chair out from underneath him as Beaker went to get some contact, and Gino kind of backed off and caused him to travel.
We talked to Coach Chad Thompson. We're going to have to talk to him about that 2-minute timeout there with 3 minutes to go. And see what the defensive strategy, if there was a shift on Beaker. Here's a bad pass. Keith got caught in the corner, tries to throw it out toward the middle, and then Easton. A missed layup by Miller with...
What a block by Easton.
Easton trailing on the block. Now they entry pass. It goes to Easton for a two-handed jam. Easton found a deflection cutting down the lane after the block on one end on the trail, and then came back in time to get a very timely deflection right to him down the wide open lane for the jam. And now Steck fouls at the other end with Staley driving in from the left side. That's the second of the game on Easton. And now the Streaks are over the limit with 1:01 to go in the third quarter. So 13 points in the game for Easton. So he's had a three-quarter court bomb for three-point range and a highlight dunk to highlight his day, but the Streaks still trail by 2, final minute of the third quarter.
That was a heck of a transition on the defensive end by Easton to block it, pin it off the glass, and then bust his tail down to the other end and get a dunk.
Again, the Streaks were trying to go to the entry pass, and the deflection just came right to him. Staley misses the free throw, and Steck with a rebound. So the Silver Streaks now with a chance to tie this game back up as Rochester goes 0 for 4 in the quarter from the line. A runner by Gino gets the roll to drop through. And a quick 6-0 run coming out of the Galesburg timeout to tie the game with 45 seconds to play in the third quarter. It'll be Beaker walking it across midcourt, coming out high to set the screen. Duncan works his way to the right side. The dish out into the corner. 3, good. Rochester executed that perfectly, and Cannon Bruce gives Rochester the lead back with a 3-ball from the corner. 39-36, Steck into the lane, the kick out. Croc Sibbing answers with a 3 from the opposite corner.
Good pass by Easton.
And the freshman knocks down his first three of the game.
Streaks energized coming out of the timeout. Sibbing dives on the floor, and it's going to stay with Rochester as the Streaks knock the ball loose. And Sibbing dives on the floor, but his body takes him out of bounds on the dive, and it's going to be Rochester ball with final 15 seconds of the quarter.
Love to see that effort out of the freshman.
And he'll take a breather. Leslie Kelly checks in, his first action for Galesburg. Inbounding it just to our right, Staley. Top of the arc, it goes to Dyer. Now gets it right back to him. Final 12 seconds of the third quarter, tied at 39. Right side, it goes onto the wing. Dyer drives, kicks it out. Bruce again for three, hits it. Back-to-back threes. Streaks have 2 seconds, and they will not be able to get off a final shot. Rochester takes a three-point lead on back-to-back threes from Cannon Bruce. 42-39 Rockets at the end of three on WGIL and WGIL.com.
If it's time to sell your car, Yem wants to buy it. This is Sarah Yem. As this area's exclusive Kelley Blue Book buying center, it's never been easier to get cash for your car or credit for your trade. Go to yemauto.com to get your Kelley Blue Book instant cash offer. Come into Yem today, get paid today. Get cash up front toward your trade and drive away happy. From Yem, your Kelley Blue Book buying center, North Henderson Street, Galesburg. Visit yemauto.com to get your offer today.
Salvera Health is excited to bring comprehensive primary care to Galesburg. Dr. Santiago and family nurse practitioners Nate Craig and Emily Minette are now accepting new patients. We welcome walk-ins, support urgent care needs, and accept most insurance. And we work with other local providers to coordinate referrals and specialty care. If you're looking for health care that's personal, easy, and convenient, request an appointment today at salverahealth.com/Galesburg.
The latest headlines and hot topics with fun, entertaining conversations. The Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show. Weekdays 11 to 2 on WGIL.
Oh, that's huge.
All right, so here's what transpired. There was a conversation among the officials. We saw the official blow the whistle as the Streaks inbounded the ball after the three-point bucket by Cannon Bruce in the waning seconds of the third quarter. Galesburg got the ball into Gino, who started to dribble up court. We saw the official blow the whistle as time expired on the clock. There was a conversation among the officials because they were going to call Gino for the travel. The officials gathered at half court while we were away for break. They talked things over, and they granted the turnover and put 0.5 seconds back on the clock. And while we were away, Rochester inbounded and found Cannon Bruce, who just hit back-to-back threes. They found him wide open around a high screen at the top of the arc, shot the three from the corner or from the wing and hit it. And while we were away, Rochester took a six-point lead over the Streaks, back-to-back-to-back threes by Cannon Bruce. And it's now 45-39 Rochester. They put up 26 on the Silver Streaks in the third quarter.
And they get the ball to start the half.
So we were watching all of that play out. We didn't add up any of the numbers, but here's the bottom line. The stats show Rochester with a six-point lead. And again, a costly, costly turnover by the Silver Streaks. And Rochester with a six-point lead. Darius Christman back into the game. Keep in mind, the Rockets did all of that with him on the bench in the third quarter. He did hit a three early in the half. And now they turn it over on the opposite side. I didn't see exactly what happened. The official was right in front of me.
Little pick and roll, and he tried to slip the pick and roll, and he just bounced past it behind him.
So 6, 7, 9 out of 10, 11, 10 out of 12. I had them 11 out of 13 from the field third quarter.
They were incredible that quarter. Becker did a lot of it.
Streaks have to battle back. Down 6. Entry pass, bad pass. But if somehow it finds its way to Clary, puts it up strong off the glass and in. Streaks are going to have to fight through this.
This is a battle. This is.
They were down 6, 36-30, called timeout, scored 6 quick points to tie it up, and then 3 straight three-pointers by Cannon Bruce to give Rochester a 6-point lead. On the left side, Beaker with it, works into the corner, guarded by Clary because he tried to dribble around him. He uses a screen in the lane, and he misses the runner. Under the basket, Steck comes out with a rebound, and then it got fouled. We're going to walk it to the other end. Keep in mind, both teams over the limit, so we're going to shoot free throws the rest of the game. It'll be a 1-1 for Steck.
Come on
the
Ethan.
Second foul by Danny Dart. Eight team fouls on Rochester, 7 on the Silver Streaks. As we mentioned, we're going to see a lot of free throws the rest of the game. Streaks need to be able to hit these. Down four right now. Not a minute gone yet in the fourth quarter. Easton swishes the first one.
Easton having a nice game today.
He's got 8.5, 16 for the game. I think. Scoreboard showing him with 13. Second one in and out. Rebound. Clary got a hand on it. Fighting for it. Falling out of bounds. Tries to throw it off a Rochester player, and he can't quite toe the line.
Did you give him a rebound and a turnover, or just?
I gave it rebound to Rochester. Yeah. Minute gone here in the fourth quarter. Streaks trail by three, 45-42, Rochester ball. Beaker got a screen, took it all the way down the right side for the layup.
Streaks just lazy on the help side. Got to see the help side.
Got a screen out high to free up Beaker around Gino. And he's 6 out of 7 from the field in the second half, 14 points. Entry pass, batted away, intended for Steck, but he chases it down on the wing, picks it up, fires it into the lane. Gino into the corner. Jace passes up the three, drives in. Oh, late whistle, got called for traveling. 15 turnovers on the streak, 7 in the second half. Streak shot well in that third quarter also.
Yeah, it was a productive quarter for both teams. Much more so than the first half.
But Galesburg down 5. Another dribble drive by Beaker. Contact, hit the side of the backboard on the shot.
Ian got lucky on that one.
Yeah, Ian playing with 4 fouls. And again, wise by Beaker to take it right at him. Jace got the rebound. Other end, skips it back up top, and a timeout called by the Streaks as Keith was in trouble along the baseline. He passed out of it, but the Streaks called timeout anyway. Just a 30.
Yeah, Streaks got to stay out of the corner. Jace dribbled right to the corner, and that 2-3 zone, they're trapping corners, and he dribbled right into a trap.
6:11 to play. 47-42 Rochester looking for their first victory over Galesburg in the history of this tournament, 8th meeting all time between these two teams. Our thanks again to Galesburg Nissan for providing our transportation in a 2022 Nissan Murano. We remind you, Galesburg Nissan, home of the lifetime warranty, where all new cars, trucks, and SUVs come with that free lifetime powertrain warranty. It also goes for all used vehicles up to 5 years old with under 80,000 miles. That lifetime powertrain warranty worth every penny of whatever the sale price of the vehicle is, and a reminder of all the rental car needs as well at Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street. You can also visit online at galesburgcars.com. 6:11 to play in the game, coming out of the Streak's 32nd timeout. Gino inbounds out high to Keith, front end of the Galesburg bench. He'll dribble left over to Dominique. Gino has the ball now, entry pass step, turnaround jumper high post shot, soft off the iron, hit the rim 4 times and then fell off. Crispin the rebound for Rochester. On the right side, Cannon Bruce drives in, cut off by Steck. Now back to Beaker. Kicks it back out. Another 3 for Bruce. Hits it again.
Incredible.
Drop down. They played that little high-low action. Beaker drove as Bruce faded back out to the wing. They found him. He's 4 for 4 from behind the arc in the second half. Firing into the lane. Now Carter backing his way in from the right side. Stumbled. Lost a handle on the ball. Turned it over. Dribble drive Chrisman up the far side. Into the corner, Beaker will dribble it back out just left of the top of the arc, and he'll slow things down with 5:20 to go and an 8-point Rochester lead.
Somebody's now Chrisman
backing his way in on Ian, again playing to those 4 fouls. Chrisman thought he got fouled, and now we've got offsetting fouls again. Second time we've seen
Ian's
a double foul call. That's going to be on Dominique. And at both times, Chrisman has been involved in the double foul situation, so Dominique fouls out. Chrisman has 4. And that stopped the action after the Streaks rebound, trying to bring it back up court. 9 team fouls on the Rockets, 8 on the Silver Streaks. Again, Dominique has fouled out. Chrisman has 4. But he's been a non-factor in this game, and Rochester is playing extremely well without their leading score being a factor of any kind.
This is one of the craziest called games I've seen in a while.
So now Chrisman comes out.
I don't remember the last time I've seen 2 double fouls in a high school game.
Again, Beaker has taken over offensively for the Rockets with 6 baskets in the second half. And Cannon Bruce is 4 for 4 from three-point range. That's all you need to know why Rochester leads by 8 here.
Yeah, Streak's got to make a run here.
The Rockets have missed only 3 shots the entire second half. Sibbing in the left corner. He got covered up quickly after he hit one late in the third quarter from that spot. Under 5 minutes to play in the game. 15 showing on the shot clock. Streaks with some time. Jackson drives. Sibbing cut off baseline, kicks it back out. Gino, top of the arc, finds Carter on the inside, backs his way in. Baby hook shot, missed it. Got his own offensive rebound, put back up and in.
Oh, incredible effort by Carter.
And a timeout by the Streaks as they cut the deficit to six at 50-44. And this will be, still waiting for the signal, this will be a full timeout. 4:40 to go in the game, 50-44 Rochester. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
GHS Boys Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. And by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems Incorporated on East Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg. Proud to bring you the Silver Streaks on WGIL.
Thinking of selling your house on your own? It can be done, especially when you post pictures online and drive people there with radio commercials. For just $150, your home will be advertised on the radio for up to a year. Learn more at galesburg.info, keyword FISBO.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
.440 to go in the game here at Taylorville, 50-44. Interesting, the officials called the coaches over. Coming out of that Galesburg timeout right in front of the scoring table. The lead official had a conversation with both. 17 total fouls between the two teams here. Rochester will inbound against the Streaks full court press. Ian Dominique is fouled out. Darius Chrisman, Luca Marchioro, two of the leaders on Rochester on the bench with four each. That's a lot of handling out there by Beaker. Loose ball handling.
5 seconds.
Now onto the right wing, pulls it back out, got a screen, frees himself up. They bounce it back. Here's Bruce again for three, and his kid cannot miss now.
You just can't leave him.
Absolutely cannot miss. 5 for 5 in the second half. 9-point Rochester lead. And again, the dribble down low and the kick back out to him on the wing on the high-low action. Here's Aiden in the lane. The kick out. Sibbing to answer. Got his shot blocked. Rebound, Carter Clary. Carter puts the ball on the floor. The kick out. Gino, top of the arc for three. Off the back iron. Rebound, Staley has it knocked loose. Seck took it away. Now Aiden, Almaguer, baseline. The kick out. Steck for three. Hits it. Boy, the Streaks needed that one badly.
That's a big shot by the senior.
Down six, 53-47, and the Streaks force a turnover in the backcourt.
Nice.
12 on the game for Rochester. And a chance to get it back with 3:41 to go. Down six, 53-47.
Got to execute here.
Chrisman back into the game. Let's see. Sibbing missed. Carter got the rebound. Easton with another rebound. After the Gino miss. All right, I think I got caught up there. Carter, right high post.
Nice
kick
pass.
Out. Sibbing, right corner. For three.
Atta baby, JCS.
Galesburg within three. His second three of the half. Galesburg down 53-50. 8 in the game for the Streaks freshman. And some noise from the Galesburg bench with 3:20 to go. In the backcourt, Beaker backing his way in. Still a lot of loose dribbling there. High dribble. Palming the ball. We saw it called earlier, but not there. Left side three by Staley. Off the rim. Rebound tipped. Loose ball. Clary with his 13th rebound. Galesburg trying to tie it up. Now a steal by Beaker. Took it away from Gino down low. Blocked from behind by Carter. Loose ball. Picked up. Chrisman got fouled. Shot goes in. Beaker rebounded his own miss after the block by Clary, and he found Chrisman down the right side of the lane. And so often it happens in transition. You get the miss on the first one, the offensive rebound, and the foul in the basket on the second one. Third foul of the game on Steck. And a three-point play for Darius Chrisman.
A lot of action there on that little transition.
And again, it happened because of a backcourt turnover by the Silver Streaks. And he finishes off the and one. But just like that, back to a six-point Rochester lead, 56-50. Some token 1-2-2 pressure by Rochester in the full court. Now Carter has the ball slapped away at half court, gets it back, fires it into the right corner. Sibbing puts the ball on the floor. Now Carter with it. Free throw line. Stops, kicks out. Sibbing again for three. A little bit long. Rebound Chrisman. Covers up the ball. Streaks down six. Needing some late game magic with under 2.5 minutes to go in the game. Trying to avoid their first loss to Rochester in this tournament. There's Bruce, right corner. He finally missed one. Rebound tipped out of bounds. Oh, they're going to say Steck over the back of Marciaro. Got a hand on it and touched it last. And Rochester's going to keep it. A rare miss by Cannon Bruce from three-point range, and they get it back on the dead ball rebound. 2:18 to play, six-point Rochester lead. And a foul away from the ball. And they're going to call a screen by Adam Staley as Steck tried to fight through it. So that's the 13th Rochester turnover and the 10th team foul. I know they called it on Marciaro. He's fouled out of the game. So Marciaro out, Chrisman playing with four fouls, Dominique out for the Silver Streaks, Clary and Steck each playing with three fouls. 2:17 to play, Streaks get it back down six. Again.
Got to play with a sense of urgency here.
Token pressure in the backcourt as the Streaks get it across midcourt. Clary to Almaguer. Now Gino with it up top, trying to work his way left, nearly poked away by Beaker. Into the lane, and Carter hooked his man, trying to set up for position in the lane. Ty Duncan in for Marciaro. Carter gets called for his fourth foul, and the Streaks give it right back on their 18th turnover. 2:03 to play in the game. Now the Streaks put full court pressure on. They trap Beaker in the backcourt. Steck and Williams. He passes out of it to Staley into the front court. Chrisman up the far side. Spin move, free throw line, the dish out. Bruce again for three. Short. Rebound. Rochester flying through the lane. Duncan then put the ball on the floor. Streaks trying to reach in and grab it at a timeout called by the Rockets. Duncan got in, got the offensive rebound, brought the ball down. That allowed the Streaks to create a little bit of a loose ball, but they just didn't get on the floor aggressively enough. Rochester was able to maintain possession enough to call the timeout. A full timeout with a minute 47 to play. Streaks down six on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Solvera Health is excited to bring comprehensive primary care to Galesburg. Dr. Santiago and family nurse practitioners Nate Craig and Emily Minette are now accepting new patients. We welcome walk-ins, support urgent care needs, and accept most insurance. And we work with other local providers to coordinate referrals and specialty care. If you're looking for health care that's personal, easy, and convenient, request an appointment today at solverahealth.com/Galesburg.
93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Minute 47 to play in the game. Streaks down 6, 56-50. Brad Benowitz, Jason Wessels from Taylorville. Clark Burnett, our broadcast engineer, as Galesburg had some things go against him. They battled back to a 39-all tie late in the third quarter, but they gave up back-to-back threes to Cannon Bruce. One with 5/10 of a second to go at the end of the third quarter clock. Here's a deflection into the backcourt. That should be a backcourt violation, and it's not called. The Rochester player touched it at the volleyball line, and it deflected into the backcourt, and they don't give it back to the Streaks.
Yeah, he definitely deflected the ball there, and that should have been over and back.
It was a hard pass right through the teammate's hands. They chased it down. Now Staley from the left corner missed the three, but the rebound comes back to him. He drives and scores. Nobody boxed him out. Nobody for the Streaks boxed out Staley on his own miss, and they down eight now, 58-50. Can't fall asleep. Now Staley comes over on Sibbing, reaches in, just rips it away from him in the corner. 19 turnovers with a minute 10 to go.
Yeah, we're going to have to extend our defense here.
Beaker drives, free throw line, into the lane, pulls it back out. They want to run clock here, up eight with a minute to play. Streaks are going to have to chase and foul to stop the clock. Beaker on the left side in front of the Rochester bench. Who's it going to be? Now Chrisman on the dribble. Drives into the lane, kicks it out. Bruce is going to shoot the three and hits.
I don't understand why we leave him.
Incredible. That's probably the dagger right there. Yeah, down 11 with 40 seconds to go.
Kid has six threes in the second half.
Steck drives, steps back. Think they got a hand on that shot. Missed it badly. Staley saves a rebound from going out of bounds. And Beaker will walk it up midcourt across the far side. Final 30 seconds. And the Streaks are not going to pressure. They're going to let Rochester dribble it out. Only a half-second differential between the shot clock and the game clock, so they essentially can dribble this game out. They can allow the turnover in the final 30 seconds.
Oh, there's some talking going on.
Yeah, there is. The officials, the Streaks are trying to back up toward the scoreboard. The Rochester players are huddled over, and the officials talking to both players from both sides. They're going to get a shot clock violation here. And then they let the game clock run out, even though the shot clock expired. Okay, whatever. Not that it matters. 61-50. Rochester goes to 7-6 on the season. The Streaks fall to 4-12. And one more game to play at 4 o'clock this afternoon against Rantoul. Postgame coming up next on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL has been brought to you in part by Hinchliffe Pearson West in Galesburg and Abingdon. Here for you and your family in your time of need. By Ford of Galesburg on West Main Street, where your purchase is backed by our promise. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Kehoe Eye Care. They care for people, not just eyes. By Yem Auto Group on North Henderson in Galesburg. Home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Say yes to Yem. By Courtright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next project. By Solvera Health in Galesburg. Bringing hospitality to healthcare. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. And by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Go get them, Silver Streaks. This is Jeff Klink from Galesburg Nissan, reminding everyone Galesburg Nissan has the area's largest and nicest rental car fleet. An awesome detail shop, Galesburg Car Care, and we are driven to create customers for life. A free lifetime warranty with no gimmicks. Every fifth oil change is free for life. And a free loaner car for life. Galesburg Nissan, Galesburg Nissan Car Rental, Galesburg Car Care, and Galesburg Nissan Pre-Owned Auto Center all say, let's go Streaks.
One time I went over to the cities, and oh, there was that once over to Peoria.
If you never see the same eye doctor, how would they know if you had a serious or worsening condition with no recorded history?
Huh, fair point.
At Kehoe Eye Care, they can get you in for a one-time appointment, but what they're really interested in is getting to know you and your vision. They want to build a relationship with you to take care of your eyes today and for many years to come. No one takes your vision more seriously than the docs at Kehoe, so make an appointment today.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
WGIL, keeping you connected to Galesburg.
Hi, I'm Nick Isher from WGIL. Every Tuesday morning from 7:30 to 9, all Knox County veterans are invited to join their fellow veterans for some camaraderie and conversation, along with a free breakfast generously provided by Trace Cafe. So come to the Knox County VFW on Michigan Avenue in Galesburg this Tuesday or any Tuesday. Learn more on the community events page at WGIL.com.
This public service message is proudly presented by the local staff and management and ownership at WGIL.
Your favorite local charity could win $100 with Hometown Hundreds from F&M Bank and Galesburg.info. Every week, a winner is drawn from all Knox and Warren County nominees like Blessings in a Backpack, who recently received $100. Nominate your favorite at Galesburg.info, keyword hundreds.
The official WGIL forecast. Mostly cloudy today, chance of showers, a high of 59. Cloudy tonight, chance of rain, a low of 33. Mostly cloudy tomorrow, a high of 37. For tomorrow night, mostly cloudy, a low of 28. Mostly cloudy on Saturday, chance of showers, a high of 42. And slight chance of showers before midnight New Year's Eve, a low of 31. It's 54 at WGIL.
With the final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Chad Thompson, WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Streaks fall to Rochester here at Taterville. First loss to the Rockets in the history of this tournament for the Silver Streaks. 61-50, and it'll be a bitter one for this team. I have no doubt about that.
Yeah, that's a tough one to swallow there.
And I think really all you need to know in terms of how this game transpired is how that third quarter ended. And again, we were away because, I mean, I saw the official call blow the whistle as if he was going to call Gino for a travel on that inbound with the clock running out at the end of the third quarter. And I thought they were just going to let it go, but no, the officials conferred. Yeah. While we were away, they gave him a half second on the clock, and then the Streaks lost the hottest shooter in the gym at the time, Cannon Bruce, for a wide open three off the wing, and he hit it at the buzzer. So they got two baskets in the final 2 seconds of the third quarter.
Yeah,
and that really set the tone for just how the rest of this game fell out. It felt like the Streaks just never really recovered from that gut punch.
Yeah, Cannon Bruce just, you know, first it was Beaker and then Cannon Bruce. They both took over the game in similar fashion. Well, not similar, Baker was attacking the hoop.
Baker was driving, yep.
And then the streak started sagging in on him and leaving the shooter. And then Baker started finding the shooter. And, I mean, Bruce went 6-for-8 from the three-point line in the second half.
Including 5 in a row.
Incredible.
Yep. All right, Coach Chad Thompson joining us now. Our post-game coaches interview brought to you by Courtright Construction in Oneida. The right choice for your next project. As Coach is going to come around to the other side of the table, kind of get out of the way here. All right, that was a gut punch, Coach. What are you most frustrated about at this juncture coming off that loss?
Yeah, look at that game. I'm frustrated with our players and the fact they bought into all the nonsense that was going on in that game. That was a dirty game. That was flat out dirty.
Yeah.
And we bought into it. And we bought into it. You know, the second guy always gets caught. And that game was dirty. And,
yeah.
And Carter bought into it right away. There were some exchanges on a sideline I really thought were wrong on the far end. But, you know, the bottom line is we bought into it. And, you know, Rochester, they asserted dominance through it. And we spent so much time worrying about what was dirty and what wasn't. That foul out Ian is as dirty as it gets. It's a dirty basketball play, and he got penalized.
Yeah.
But, you know. But it's the first two fouls before that Ian can't make. He shouldn't. Though,
exactly.
His third and fourth fouls were bad fouls. So yes, that was a dirty play, and their coach talked him through it, to how to do it. But you know, he's got to be smarter than that. Carter's got to be smarter than that and getting those cheap fouls. So I'm disappointed in the fact that we bought into the nonsense of the game besides just playing the game of basketball. You look at the guys that played the best in this game. I thought Jackson Sitting played really well. Easton had one of his better showings of the year.
Yep.
Those are two guys that keep their mouths shut. And they just play. And if we would have had all of our guys doing that, we would have won.
So from the basketball mentality standpoint, is that where we start to see guys not following through on defense? Because we're more focused on those kinds of things, which allows the hottest shooter in the gym to get wide open for shots late third quarter, fourth quarter. Is that where things really start to snowball out of control for us in terms of losing sight of the things they need to be doing on the court then?
Yeah, 100%. We're mad because we had called for a travel that we didn't think was a travel, so our solution is to come back down and pout. And, like, that's just weakness. And it was things that, you know, it's like we're bipolar at times, you know. I mean, last night we talked about how tough they were in that fourth quarter and finding a way to win. And today a little bit of adversity came, and it was a mental crumble. And, you know, you got to be able to fight through those things. And really, when you look at our team today, I thought Aiden did a good job of staying mentally strong. I thought Jackson Crock, Simon Easton did a good job of staying mentally strong. But I can't say that for our whole team. And if you can't say that for your whole team, you're going to struggle in those kind of games because it's physical, it's chippy. There's a lot of extra going on. And the problem is when you buy into that and you're the second person doing it, you're doing more of it probably too. And that doesn't result in wins. And that was the big message in the locker room after the game.
Yeah, like you said, the second person always gets caught. What were the officials talking about? I seen them call both coaches over. We were trying to figure out what the discussion was about.
So when the whole thing with Ian went down on that foul, and then somebody from that bench, I don't know if it was a player or a coach, said something to Carter. And the refs didn't correct it. So my brother said something down to their bench. I said something down to their bench, just saying, you know, we don't talk to players. And you know, we shouldn't have done that either.
It's not
that one person's guilty, one person's not innocent. So the refs just said that we're done hearing anything between the benches, and they're 100% correct.
Right.
We were defending our guy just like I always will, but at the same time, the refs are 100% correct. He and I shouldn't have said anything, but at the same time, their coach shouldn't have either. There's no innocent party in that. We shouldn't have done it.
Let me ask you from the X's and O's standpoint. We were talking a lot in the pregame about Darius Christman. And in the first half, you guys held him to 2 shots, did not score in the first half. You also talked about their point guard, which you thought was a real concern. And the Beaker kid only scored 2 points in the first half. He's a completely different player in the second half. What did you see change in what they were doing? What was their adjustment that allowed him to drive the ball more than we had stopped him from doing in the first half?
They went to that high side ball screen right here to get him to his right hand, and we guarded it horribly. It was a great call by them. They knew Ian had 3 fouls, so we had Ian on him, and what we wanted to get happening was to have whoever guarded it just to switch it and push him out. But he was able to get the hip of our post players. Then when they flipped it guard to guard, when Gino was guarding him, we wanted Gino to get through it to try to keep Ian, because they were setting it with Ian's guy when Ian had his 4 fouls.
Yeah.
So we wanted Ian to jam the screen, Gino to run under it and cut him off. And Gino was never able to get there and turn him back to the middle. He just got right hand happy. And, you know, he's a heck, like I said, if he gets going, he's a heck of a player.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't think we did bad on 1 all game. I really didn't.
Right.
5 got hot. Part of those were our scramble play. at the end. But at the same time, you know, that was the nail in the coffin at the end to get it up 11. But no, we lost him twice on a bad exchange with Jason Leslie. Leslie was in the guard too. Jace called for a switch. We weren't trying to switch. So we got it. We got to clean that up communication-wise.
Yeah.
And then we had one bad help off him when we didn't need to. So we just let him loose a couple times with some mental errors. But that's what happens, again, when you buy into the extra.
Yeah.
If you can just stay away from the extra, you cover up those things.
Well, it definitely changed the momentum of the game. There was a very physical feel to how just everything switched once he got going.
Yep. And I thought, you know, Carter's physicality was not allowed this game.
At all.
They were not going to let him be physical, which was a bummer because it was a very physical game. I know he felt like it was getting picked on his way, but at the same time, when it got difficult for him, he started doing some things that are uncharacteristic, the hook, the leading high instead of low. He has to adjust. That's an experience thing, and he's got to be better tonight because I'm looking at this Rantoul team across the court here, and they've got some dudes.
Yeah, they got some size.
They've got some dudes that are big. So Carter's going to have to use his body and his size tonight. And, you know, he bounced back last night. I think he'll bounce back again today.
Appreciate your time coming by, Coach. Get some rest here. I know these guys need to just sort of relax for a little bit, especially after that late night last night. So
absolutely. You know, they did. They really did play hard. It wasn't an effort thing today. So in that way, they responded, but a little bit immaturity showed with the response to the nonsense.
Appreciate your time, Coach.
Thanks, Coach.
Streaks fall to Rochester 61-50. More from the postgame when we come back on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Templeton Roofing, Galesburg and the surrounding area's oldest and most trusted name in residential and commercial roofing for over 90 years. Find them at templetonroofing.com. And by the UPS Store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg. Proud to bring you GHS basketball on WGIL.
When you're talking about any kind of building project, you can't just walk outside and start digging, but you can call Courtright Construction right now and get on top of their list. Site prep is one of their specialties. Trust the pros at Courtright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project.
As another year draws to a close and we reflect back on the journey,
we are ever reminded that even in the face of challenges, love, hope, and compassion endure.
At Hinchliffe Pearson West, we want to express our sincere thanks for the confidence you have placed in us.
You have entrusted us with the honor of paying tribute to those you love most, and we are so grateful.
I'm Todd Ettinger,
Alan Palmer,
Carrie Walters,
and Dennis Landon.
Hinchliffe Pearson West in Galesburg and Abingdon is here for you and your family in your time of need.
Wear a gray WGIL button for your chance to win instant cash. Pick up your free button at Tompkins State Bank in Avon, Abingdon, Knoxville, and Galesburg. There's a full list of button locations at WGIL.com.
Streaks fall here at Taylorville, 61-50 to the Rochester Rockets. Galesburg now 7-1 all-time in this tournament against Rochester. Time now for our Dave's Autobody Crunch Time Player of the Game. And you heard his name mentioned with head coach Chad Thompson. Jason, he referenced him. He was the guy we were looking at anyway. Who are we going with for this first game?
I think Easton Steck, he played like a senior today. He played well, was valuable in many assets of the game, many facets of the game. I think we go with Easton Steck today.
Easton finished with a game-high 17. Of course, he hit that heave.
Three-quarter shot.
At the buzzer at the end of the first half from the opposite free throw line to put the streaks on top at the half. But, I mean, he was very active in the second half, early on especially. Hit a big three late in the fourth quarter that kept the streaks in the game, got him down three at 53-40. I mean, when the streaks needed a play today, it really seemed to be Easton as much as anybody who was doing it.
And that's what seniors do. You know, they lead, and he did a good job of leading today and making plays and trying to keep the team in the game.
And, of course, that's what today's Autobody Crunch Time Player is all about, who's making the plays when the streaks really need him to do it. So take one final break. We'll come back and wrap it up with our statistics from Taylorville. Streaks fall to Rochester on WGIL and WGIL.com.
A warm home on a cold night makes you feel safe, content, and fortunate. So let me ask, is it worth $69 to know you'll have a winter full of warm and cozy evenings? Hi, I'm Autumn Cantorini with Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. One of the best ways to keep your energy bills low and lower the risk of extensive repairs down the road is to get your heating system cleaned and tuned every year. At Neil Thomas, we'll do that for just $69. And if we find you need a repair, we'll give you a 10% discount on it. Give us a call at Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, 342 heat.
This happy bunch is the Quarterly family. Oh, and Searchlight, their schnauzer. The Quarterlies have their SUV detailed here at Dave's Auto Body every 3 months because...
we busted it.
Let's call it an unanticipated get-together with another car. Ooh. But Dave's Auto Body fixed everything good as new.
Better if you count our trunk.
Sorry.
And they got detail for life. You may qualify with your busted vehicle. Detail for life.
Dave's Auto Body.
Schnauzer approved.
You better call Dave's.
Wear it for your chance to win cash on the spot. Get your free WGIL button at F&M Bank in Galesburg and Monmouth. There's a full list of button locations at WGIL.com.
61-50, streaks fall to Rochester. Our final order of business is our closing statistics. Brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Final shooting of the game, Rochester finished 25 of 46. But 17 of 25 in the second half and 7 out of 11 from three-point range in the second half.
They were a different team in the second half.
They were 0 for 7 from behind the arc in the first half, 7 out of 11 in the second half, 7 of 18 for the game. Silver Streaks 18 of 45 for the game, 6 out of 18 from three-point range. Free throw shooting, really not a factor in this game. Rochester 4 out of 9, Streaks 8 out of 14. Gelsberg out rebounded the Rockets 31-25. But as is the case through most games this year, more turnovers, 19 for the Streaks after just one in the first quarter, 13 in the game for Rochester. Rockets had three players in double figures. Cannon Bruce with 18 leading the way, including 6 out of 8 from three-point range in the second half, including 5 in a row at one point.
Yeah, he didn't score in the first half.
Now 0 for 2 in the first half, but three straight three-pointers in about the final
minute
of the third quarter. Henry Beeker had 14. He really got going with those five baskets in the third quarter. Adam Staley finished with 13. Luca Marchioro fouled out of the game with 6. The leading scorer in the tournament for Rochester, Darius Christman. Streaks held him to 6, all of those in the second half. Ty Duncan, Danny Dyer off the bench each had 2. For the Silver Streaks, Easton Steck, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time player of the game, the only player in double figures with 17 to go along with 7 rebounds. Carter Clary, Gino Williams each had 9. Clary finished with 13 rebounds. You know, Gino had 4 rebounds early in the game. I didn't have him with 1 the whole rest of the game.
He had 4 in the first quarter.
And I'm not faulting him for that. I think that's as much what Rochester changed up and did as well. Jackson Croc Sibbing off the bench with 8. And again, a nod to him. He hit some big three-pointers for the Streaks in the second half that kept them in the game at the time as well. Ian Dominique fouled out of the game with 4. Jace Keith finished with 3. Leslie Kelly, the 4th, and Aiden Almaguer got into the game, did not score for the Silver Streaks. So again, Galesburg back in action to wrap up the tournament against Rantoul, a team that's about ready to play Taylorville here in the second game of the session. And as Coach alluded to, they're big. Yeah, it's going to be an issue tonight.
There's some size here as we're looking at them now, and a couple 6'5", 6'6", 6'7", kids.
Their record is only 4-8, but... Streaks don't have the size, so it'll be a rare time in this tournament, at least, where the Streaks do not have a size advantage. 3:40 for the pregame, 4 o'clock for the tip this afternoon. And again, don't forget Galesburg girls basketball. They'll still be after us tonight, so we'll be able to talk more about them as the day goes along. But put it on your calendar. Streaks playing for a championship at Mattoon. 7:10 pregame tonight, 7:30 against Muhammad Seymour with Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson. Our thanks to Clark Burnett at the downtown studios, our broadcast engineer. Thanks for being with us for Breakfast with the Silver Streaks from Taylorville. And we'll see you again this afternoon at 3:40 when the Streaks play Rantoul. For now, for Jason Wessels, I'm Brad Benowitz. Good afternoon from Taylorville.
Thanks for listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.